Hey, well, good evening, everyone. This is the Sparks team Anvil training call for July 29, 2013. Tonight, we're going to talk about the aha moment that you had from the convention. And if you didn't have one moment that just really sticks in your mind, you can just talk generally what you thought about the convention. That'd be great. But first off, we're going to talk a few announcements. You know, it's not too early to register for the Anvil University 2014. Can you imagine that? It's May 18th through the 22nd, and that's in 2014. And right now, they only have the core technology option that's up on the dealer zone in the training tab. So obviously folks that went to the core technology this year would want to wait until the business development course, or if this is your third time, you get to come and you're a direct jobber, you go as a direct jobber track. So those two should be available soon. As soon as the direct jobber track opens up, we will be registering for the 2014 AMSOIL University. So. And again, we'll be registering as soon as possible, and get yourself and start working now for the dealers on your team. Everybody that attended the convention is obviously on the short list. They've experienced a little bit of it, and now coming back for the second and third time is always a smart thing to do, to get more training from AMSOIL. So, and that actually brings us to tonight's call. You know, attending company training events, and especially the convention, really can add ideas and motivation and drive to your business. And tonight's call, I'm going to call on anyone and everyone that attended the recent AMSOIL training and convention up in Duluth. It was just a little over a week ago, and everybody's back home now and hopefully recuperated and making their ideas to work on their AMSOIL business. I know we've been doing a lot of strategic planning for our business here in Clarksville with Alicia and I. If you listen to the Eric Worre interview that I did back in May, he talks about how attending company events has propelled his business to the next level on numerous occasions, gave him that aha moment, as he says. That's just really that idea that's going to help you get to that next level, get to the big time. So what was that one moment, that one person you talked to, or that one activity, the one class that really affected you the most? It could have been an AMSOIL slide that you just really that shot home for you. Or you could have talked to another dealer. I mean, in between classes or at the convention, you could talk to a dealer and it just really, something just stuck with you that you, something you really want to do. And how do you plan to implement what you believe to be your defining moment? And that's one of the things here that we're going to talk about tonight. For Alicia and I, and actually I asked her this, and she kind of came up with the same thing without me telling her what I was saying, but the one moment for us was Friday night during the group picture and the boat ride. I had the pleasure of climbing up on top of the boat and taking a photo of the entire Bell group and seeing them down from up above there and seeing everyone that was there with the Bell team and thinking how awesome that was and how hard they worked to be able to get all those people to the AMSOIL convention and training. And, of course, all the leaders in our team, which includes myself and direct jobbers and the people in our group that came. And that was an awe-inspiring moment for me, thinking that this is something I can do. I never would have dreamed 13 years ago, the first time I came up, actually in 2001, I came up there, me and another dealer, and from there, it was just, you know, maybe one or two every time. Sometimes we'd have three. I think the last couple of years is four or five. Well, this year, you know, we had, 15 or 16 dealers in our team that was there, and that was pretty awesome. So our team group photo was just awesome. Everybody that came, I just really have a lot of respect for everybody that came. And what that aha moment for me is the fact that we could have 100 dealers at the next convention. We could have 150 or 200 dealers. And so that's my goal, is to have 100 dealers at the next convention. And I know we can do this, and my goal is to how I can inspire and teach and train 100 for the next AMSOL convention in 2018. The next aha moment, and not everybody got to take part in this, was the actual direct jobber dinner, where we were direct jobbers that were attending got to have a special dinner on Thursday or Wednesday night. And, you know, our table was filled up with all the new DJs, many of them that were on the stage. And that was just an awesome thing to see the excitement and the possibilities. We talked about that on numerous occasions, what we're going to do when we get back and start working on our businesses. And that was really the second and really part of the first aha moment. Was it's such a pleasure to work with everyone, especially that's calling in tonight. Everyone that attended the convention, and it was just awesome, and I guess that's my aha moment. I know the products are great. I know the company is great, and the people that we get to work with is that are calling in tonight or that might call in the future. It's just, that's the best reason for me is the relationships we get to create. So with that, we'll call on a few folks. Tonight, and I'll see if I can figure out how to do this. I guess the first one we'll call on is John Bontempi while his phone is working. Okay.
There.
John, are you here?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, John.
Me? That's good. That's almost a miracle. Yeah, all right.
What was that one aha moment for you, John?
Well, it's a little bit similar to yours. I think, first of all, it was the first time that I got to bring Andrea up there with me, and I wanted her to come up and see everything, because she's been helping me a lot. And I think it was, you know, as we, you know, got recognized as direct jobbers and we went to the dinner and everything else, I realized I can do this. You know, there's no turning back. There's no going back. It's moving, it's going, it's growing, and it felt good, you know. And that continued on, actually, through the whole time we were there, because Andrea was with me and just getting introduced to everything. And then I at the dinner on Friday night, Carol Bell was sitting with us, and Andrea and Carol were talking. And all of a sudden, Andrea turned to me and said, you know, how can I help support you in your AMSOL business? And it was like, yes, that's it. You know, her and I were, you know, she's on board with this, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. Not that she wasn't, but she was never able to grasp the whole picture. So that was it for me, you know. And all the way home, we drove home, and we were talking all the way home about what we're going to do and how we're going to do it. So that's it. It was a big aha for me.
Oh, excellent, excellent. So her aha was your aha, and vice versa. You know, she
yep.
really never saw what the true potential of AMSOL, obviously, because she didn't come last year to the DJ or to the AMSOL University and so forth. So,
right.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. Pretty awesome. Good. And going forward, what are your plans to implement that aha moment? What do you guys are got on? Plan for the next 1 to 3 years?
For the next 1 to 3 years, just to get better organized, and that's Andrea's forte, to keep me on track, to grow the commercial retail side, certainly. We're going to be, I think Andrea understands what this business is about now, so she realizes that I have to be doing stuff more at it. Like, you know, these past few days I've been working a lot, and I said, look, I've got stuff I've got to do. So the plan is to just grow it, get to the next level, and just keep getting to the next level, helping people, servicing our customers, you know, and get to the
yeah.
point where Andrea can retire. That's the goal. Andrea can retire.
Excellent.
So, that's what we're going to do.
Well, congratulations, and you know, thanks for that. I'm glad that she got to see the company, and I'm glad you got to bring her up there. And I appreciate everything you guys do. So,
well, thanks.
Next up, Andre. Andre, where are you at here? Are you
hey,
there?
I'm here. Yeah,
okay.
I'm here.
Good, good. I know you came a long way, had a drive with a new dealer in your team, and this is your second or third time up there, I think, and, you know, your first time as a DJ. So what was your aha moment, Andre? What really was your that defining moment for you?
Well, the biggest thing, just see the sheer amount of the dealers coming to a convention. Been before, and every time you come and you just see more and more people, and just appreciation of each of the dealer to other dealer, it's not competitive or quite opposite, it's help to each other. That's quite amazing, like in any type of organization, and especially in Zoil. It's across the board between dealers and most important, the absolute help from corporate side of you and the appreciation of corporate towards the dealers. So it's, I think it's very important, and it's give you certain reinsurance what you do. So that's I would say the biggest aha moment. Plus, you're seeing the company really dedicated to continue to introduce new product, high quality product, so really staying behind the name without any compromise of any type of price wise or quality wise, just to stay on the market. You know, that's give you another reinsurance what you sell, and it's right product, and it's a future in it. So it just gives you better feeling what you do.
But definitely, the future is bright for you and your team. What are your plans for the next couple of years in AMSOIL?
Get another couple steps up and be more independent money-wise. So
okay.
Then more successful you are, then more free you are, basically. So it's give you more flexibility in your life and make life more fun.
Definitely. Definitely gets more fun when you have more time and more money, that's for sure. Well, congratulations.
Yeah, that's the other thing. When you're talking to other dealers who get suspension, very high success, you can see you can reach that. And they just live in proof. So it's possible, and you can do that.
Definitely. Definitely. Well, great, great. Congratulations, Andre, for coming up there and bringing your two dealers on your team. And you're on the fast track. You're definitely, you know, when you can get two levels in just a couple of months, you're doing all the right things in your business. And you're an inspiration for us all with your with our interview that we did a couple months ago and all the hard work you're doing. And if anybody hasn't listened to that interview, go back into the call archives and listen for the Andre Dyerchuk interview, a direct driver interview. It was an excellent one. So congratulations, Andre. And are you coming to the AMSOIL University next year?
You bet.
You bet. How many are you bringing with you?
As much I can. We'll see.
Any that fits,
I'm sure.
Fits in the RV that you're going to rent, the bus that you're going to rent to go from Chicago, from Philly to to.
I would rather rent the plane.
Rent a plane. There you go. Hey, good. If you're going to aim high, right?
Exactly. especially like. I just want to highlight that Matt and Chuck, they come with me, and it's I'm sure it gives them much more knowledge, and they feel much more comfortable right now. So I'm sure they're going to shoot up to the star on this point.
Excellent.
So, I've been on the last show with Matt, and you can see the difference. Like I went to a couple shows with him before and show after convention. It's like... day and light. He's very comfortable, very, very convincing what he talking to the people, and people listen to him. Like, I'm was listening to him. So it just showed the confidence and very positive way.
Good.
And if you can go to convention or university, you should go. It's worth any penny. So
exactly. Well, excellent, Andre. Congratulations again, and appreciate everything you do. You're doing a great thing. So,
thank you. Appreciate it.
Next up, Frambach, where you at?
I'm here, Michael.
Hey, what's going on?
I'm washing the car.
Washing the car. Oh, okay. Well, that's always a good activity. You know, you got to multitask for sure. Got to keep that AMSOL car where you can be shining and styling for everybody.
Yes, absolutely. I'm just now cleaning it from the road trip. So I had all that built-up road grime. I had to get it cleaned up so I can make all my sales calls and fashion.
There you go. What? Now that you're back and you've had some time to reflect, and you had a long drive up with one of your dealers, Sean, and a long drive back, I'm sure you got to discuss a lot of things. Is there one or two moments that you can think about, or the whole conference or whatever? Let us know your thoughts here.
Well, of course, you know, I'm going to echo, you know, a lot of kind of what's already been said. I mean, going up to AMSOL University and going up to the convention, you get to see the dedication of the company, which is, I mean, it really is awesome. I guess the biggest, the most rewarding thing for me out of all the stuff, I mean, the DJ dinner was wonderful, hanging out with all the DJs. That was great. Getting called up on stage and being recognized as a new direct jobber ourselves, that was, you know, fantastic. But probably one of the best things for me was the president's dinner on Saturday night. And just hearing from Alan, it conveys in his voice their commitment to the dealer network and to the quality of AMSOL products. And for me, that was probably the biggest thing is, you know, I just like hearing that I'm building my business on solid foundation. And it just really spoke volumes to me personally, hearing it straight from Alan, because, I mean, he is going to be the future of this company moving forward. So to hear it from him, that was probably the biggest thing for me. I mean, I enjoyed the whole trip immensely, of course, but I don't know. That just made me really feel good inside to hear it right from the horse's mouth, if you will.
Well, that's an important thing. You know, we're all building our businesses, and we'd like to think that, you know, 10, 15, 20, 30 years from now, or 50 years from now, you know, our kids' generation are going to be AMSOL dealers, and this company is still going to be around, and there's still going to be customers, and they're going to have new products and come up with new ideas, and they're just very smart people up there, and that's an excellent point, the fact that they're so committed to the dealer network for the United States and Canada. So I think that's an awesome thing to allow us to be able to have the freedom. They work a whole lot harder, I think, than we do. You know, they're just kind of stuck in offices and have to do all those things, and we don't have to do that. So it's kind of cool. But,
another thing that I really did like, too, I'm sorry, I did not mean to cut you off, was at the President's Dinner when they were recognizing that even Michael and Alicia Sparks got recognition. Seeing the folks that are moving up in the company, it just, you know, kind of like Bon Tempe just said, it really reinforces that I can do this too. I mean, these are just normal people. They're not extra special folks. I mean, they're just normal people that are, you know, building their business, getting higher levels of recognition. And we all know that those higher levels include higher income. So, you know, it's good to see those folks go up there, and it really helps folks like me say, oh, you know what, I can make that kind of money too. I can move up myself. So that was another thing. It's just great to see some of those old timers cruising up there and getting that, you know, those big recognition, you know, titles and stuff. So that was another thing I really liked a whole lot too.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, congratulations on all you've done in the last year, making DJ, and, you know, this is really coming on your second year now, and you're moving up yourself, so you'll see yourself up on that stage. Just keep working and registering customers and dealers and accounts, and and you'll see your levels rise as well, for sure. You know, all you can do is just look out there and see other people have done it. If I do the same thing, I'll get the same result or better. You know, that's always been my philosophy. So,
absolutely. And I'm just going to give a shout out to Sean for riding up with me and keeping me company. I know the dude wanted to sleep on the way back home, and I don't think he got to sleep any. So thanks for driving, and thanks for keeping me company.
Excellent. I don't know if Sean's on tonight or not, but we'll call on him if he is. So appreciate it, Brian. Thanks.
Absolutely.
Let's call up on Jeff Esri. You there, Jeff?
Yeah, I'm here.
There he is. Hey, how's it going?
Doing good.
I wanted to give you the Broken Eggshell Award up there, but I didn't get a chance to put it together, Jeff. You're coming out of your shell, and you know, you've been using our products for a couple of years, and this is your first experience at the company, being all the way out of the state of Tennessee, all the way up there to Minnesota, that was a huge undertaking for you. And, you know, just give us your thoughts. Did you have one aha moment, or the whole thing was just, you're bewildered the whole week?
It was a little too much to have one aha moment, I guess. Anyway, it was quite a bit to absorb in a short period of time, but did enjoy going and meeting with other dealers and direct jobbers and everybody, just even though they might not even, you know me or whatever, or not even been on the same team, they were still willing to talk to you and give you ideas to grow your business.
Well, that's excellent. And you can see being there, there's a whole wide variety of people. It just wasn't, everybody is the same. There's all kinds of backgrounds and all kinds of different people from all over the country. And if they're successful, you know, we can all be successful. So did you enjoy the factory tour? I know you're you work on your own equipment and seeing how they keep the plant clean and all that stuff. Is that kind of impressive to you?
It was very impressive, just to see the the magnitude of the facilities and their commitment, you know, by putting in the dynos and the extra equipment to to test the oil with. Saying that they're committed, you know, for the long run.
Exactly. Well, congratulations, Jeff. Some of the ideas that you got from the convention, are you going to implement those there in your local area, or what are your plans over the next year or two?
I'm definitely going to try and put forth the effort to get out more and get up to the next level, and hopefully help my dealers that I do have to become T1 certified and leads where they can have the leads too, you know.
Yeah.
Grow the business.
Exactly. Grow the business. And in your area where you're at is definitely wide open. There's really, it's up to you. You know, they say if it is to be, it's up to me, you know. So if you want a lot of customers and accounts in your area, it's up to you. Don't wait for somebody else to do it, you know. So,
I agree with that.
Congratulations again, Jeff. Are you coming to the AMSL University?
We'll have to see. It's a long way off.
Well, you got to start planning now, you know. Put it on the calendar and, keep plugging away. That's how you made it up to this one.
Yes, sir.
You know, by putting it on that calendar and getting yourself there and we're less than a year out, so really have to start planning and then get working on the AMSL University, and you get to go to the business development. That's even not saying a better or worse, but that's more business oriented. Really get your business going. So,
good deal.
All right. Well, congratulations. Appreciate you coming, and love your words of wisdom there, Jeff. Carol Brady, let me find you on here. Are you there, Carol?
Hello.
Hello. I had to find the mute button and undo it there. So, hey, so what, you had a few days or whatever getting back home, and I hope you had a good time up there. Now, if everybody doesn't know, that Carol's my sister, if you don't know, and so glad I inspired you to come and get up there and see what it is your big brother does. And,
I did too. That was really cool, you know. So, but I think, you know, like just the same as everybody else says. I mean, it was really, really cool to go up and see the magnitude of people up there, you know. And it was like, wow, there are a lot of people. It's not, you know, just kind of me or just you doing it. You know, it's people all over the place doing it. And like Jeff said, they weren't afraid to share their knowledge with you. You know, it wasn't some big secret, and you know, everybody was more than nice and more than willing to say, well, this is what I do, and hey, you might want to try this, and you know, and for somebody like me who's, you know, brand new starting out, it was like I got so many good ideas, it's crazy. You know, it was cool to see the corporate people and to meet them and to kind of put faces to each thing. I'm a very kind of literal person, so I like to see, and it was great to see the factories and you know, with the factory and the team that runs them and stuff. I'm one of those people that has to be proud and stuff of what I do. So to actually see it, know that it is clean, well-run, the people are, you know, super smart and, you know, really awesome people, it makes me proud to go out and represent them, and I have absolutely no problem doing that now. I think my biggest aha moment, though, was in the stories class about having a story. I forget what the actual class was called.
Yeah.
Sorry, my brain has been, like, kind of fried the last few days here trying to get stuff ready for moving and everything. But
your paper done and all that, yeah.
Paper got done, now I'm trying to do algebra, and I'm, like, totally fried, but that's okay. But in that stories class, they had that video from that one guy. What's his name, Michael?
I can't remember, but I've got it somewhere.
Yeah, he was like, way cool, that video. And he said that, you know, people don't buy, you know, basically don't buy what you sell. They buy who you are. And, you know, and then going through the class and being able to make the story of why I do this and who I am and why I do it, I think is a hugely important thing because, you know, I'm not geeky in a car kind of way, you know, pretty geeky
yeah.
In other ways. But, you know, so for me to go out and talk shop to people or whatever, you know, I'm still, you know, trying to find different ways to kind of bridge that gap that I have. You know, I got a ton of knowledge up there in the core technology classes, but not enough that I feel that I can, you know, kind of go out and really talk shop or anything. But, you know, but if I can convey to somebody kind of why I do it and why I'm passionate about it, because you know me, I'm not just about the money. I'm, you know, the whole environmental aspect and stuff like that. And, you know, if I can work on developing that some more and kind of putting that into coherent words other than right now, which I'm not really making sense, but
yeah,
yeah, that was my favorite part.
Those are your aha moments. Excellent. Well, I, you know, again, those things, those sights, sounds and who you talk to and all that, it all adds together and really makes it cements in that, you know, your cause, your own personal story. I like that stories class. It was probably one of the best classes that I went to, and because it really spoke to me as well, and actually gave me some other ideas too. So, congratulations, Carol, and we're looking forward to good things coming up in the future here in the next year or so when you get settled in back up in Ohio. So.
Oh yeah, definitely will be. At least be within a year. Don't know if I'll make it to the next set of classes, although I'd like to, but I'm not writing it off yet, but I don't know,
yeah.
You know what'll happen.
Okay.
It all depends on like vacation time and all that happy hoopla, so.
Yeah, yeah, well, say so you just need to take that yearly vacation with your brother, Disney Duluth, and, you know, it's a family gathering now, so.
But, awesome, I'll make sure I bring my golf clubs.
Here you go, bring your golf clubs, so. Well, sounds good. Thanks for getting on the call, and I appreciate you coming. And, again, congratulations for attending the AMSL convention. It was awesome to do it. So we had a good time driving up together. We haven't seen each other the last 20 years or so much, so it was kind of fun.
It was awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And I enjoyed meeting everybody else. Hi, guys. Hi.
Everybody else is on mute, so let's find some more folks here. I'm probably going to call on Paul Wild next. Once I find his number here on the call. Take it off mute. Hey, Paul, where you at?
Hi, I'm here.
Okay, 720. Okay. Tell us, Paul, what was your big moment?
Well, there's a couple of them, actually. Aha moment from the class was the statistics from Steve LePage about the 50,000 dealers, only 5,000 of those are T1 certified, and only 2,000 of the T1 certified dealers are leads qualified. That's spread out over U.S. and Canada, so that means there's not very many leads qualified T1 dealers in Denver, so there needs to be a few more.
Well, I agree, and that was a good tidbit of information. You know, there needs to be a whole lot more all across the country. If you could believe it, I found a town. I'm not going to name where because I'm gonna shoot at it like a bullet. That has 250,000 plus people in it. It's the 74th largest town in the United States that has zero T1 dealers or zero installers showing up as well. So. That will show you the magnitude of the openness of the AMSL oil business. So, and any other words of encouragement, Paul? This is your second time up there, I believe. And so what did you think?
You know, this is the third time up there. I was up there 2006 and 2007 for AU, so this is the first convention, though.
Okay, and, okay.
Yeah, the other thing that I really had the privilege of doing was when I was waiting for my plane at the Duluth Airport, I had the privilege of talking with Lefty Ward for about a half hour, 45 minutes.
Wow, okay, that's interesting.
Lefty being the first engineer for AMSOIL, so he's been involved with AMSOIL since 1969.
Uh-huh.
And also he was an engineer and chemist for the company that was selling the synthetics to the military for the jets. And among other things that he was saying was, he says, AMSOIL has created many multimillionaires, but you just have to think a little bit outside the box. He says his words of wisdom was, specialize a little bit, know your product, know the competition's product, so that if there's any questions, you can talk about both of them.
Okay.
And that you can talk about things. And he says, if you're a specialist, well, then everyone will start referring to you. Oh,
okay.
I don't know that, but go ahead and talk to him because he knows it. And you'll get referrals that way just because you are the expert.
Exactly. We've talked about that, and AMSL's talked about that before, you know, having your niche market, the market that you're passionate about, you know, be able to sell all the products, but if you have a market that you really enjoy working with and selling to, you know, you're going to do better than trying to cover all of our products because there's just so many of them. You can't be an expert in all of them. So, well, that's good. Good deal. And you're coming to the AMSOIL University next year, Paul?
Oh, yeah, planning on it. I just couldn't attend for a few years because I had kids' graduations coming up.
Yeah. Well, good deal. Congratulations again, Paul, for coming, and I appreciate those words of wisdom. Get your dealers T1 certified and go find some new dealers to be T1 certified, and then work on your niche market. That sounds like two great aha moments for sure. So, is there anybody else on tonight that I forgot, that I haven't called on yet? Let me see here. I'll get my list. Fred. I know Fred was on. Fred
yeah,
Gertson.
I'm here.
I'm here.
Hi, Fred. Excellent.
Well,
Fred,
I don't know,
tell us.
I don't know if I had a specific aha moment, but it just instilled in me the massive amount of support for us dealers and the amount of effort the company puts into supporting us. I mean, the new factory, their labs, their test facilities, the warehousing, gargantuan amount of effort and money spent all to help us little dealers, you know.
Yeah.
And with all that help and their tech support people, everybody had all the answers. Nobody had to say, oh, I better check on that. Everybody had an answer, you know, and that's impressive. And just support and your support too, Michael. You're phenomenal, you know, helping us in every way you can.
Well, it, like I said, standing up on that boat and seeing all those people and getting our group photo and interacting with the, you know, even yourself, Fred, we've never met just until at a convention up there. And it's just, it's awesome to be able to put a name to the face. You know, we got people all over the country, yeah, calling in tonight here. And it's pretty cool that we're all on the same team. We're all helping each other. There's plenty of business out there. We're really not even competitors. It doesn't matter if Dave Mann is right down the street from us. There's plenty of business for everybody. And I think this company is like you say, they're making the products and they're supporting all of us. And it's just the future is bright for everyone, I think, that chooses to work with the business.
And the support is equal for the little guy. I haven't signed up anybody yet. To the guys that are walking across the stage, it's all equal.
Yeah,
for all of us.
Yep, exactly, exactly. Well, congratulations, Fred. Thanks for coming, and we hope to see you up there at the AMSL University, so you can take that business development class next.
All righty.
So, all right. We're going to go over here a little bit, I guess, at 7:38, but anybody else, the last couple folks, I think probably Chuck, are you on, Chuck?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, Chuck, give us your words of wisdom.
My words of wisdom. Well, one of my big moments, I think your sister Carol stole from me. His name was Ted, the Y, the video from Y. That his name
yeah.
was Ted and Tough Towel. I have that video. If she needs it, I can forward it to her. But that was a rememberable moment for me. I actually wrote that down in my book. I'm still waiting for my book to get here. But there was, like, I think everybody's pretty much dead on. I mean, everything everyone's saying was the same here. I mean, everything was just great meeting the folks, Clipper folks. They really care what we're doing. They have interest with what we're doing. Another big moment was me. Was at the dinner cruise sitting with Dan Peterson, the vice president of products. He's sat down with us, had plenty to say. We thought we were going to ask him questions, and he just shot away asking us questions. What do you think about this? What do you think about that? What do you think we should do here?
Yeah.
It was just, you know, they really care. They want to know what we're doing, what we're thinking, and what's working for us and what's not working for us. And it was, overall, it was just a great time and met a lot of good people, a lot of new people, and hopefully I'll be on the stage next year getting my new award.
Well, you know, just practice on getting one new award, or you know, first couple of years you can sometimes do two, like Andre. But the farther up you get, the farther apart they get. But just keep trying that one a year, and you'll see some serious growth in your business for sure.
Yep,
and
yep. Now
we know why Andre had
to bring his truck. He didn't take the plane. He needed that pickup truck to carry all the awards back home.
exactly. Well, congratulations, Chuck, and you're doing great things in your business, and we're looking forward to seeing you up on that stage next year as a DJ, for sure. So,
thank you.
Last few callers here. Anybody else call in? Sean Ting on. Anybody else call in?
Hey, Michael.
Hey, Kathy. I'm sorry, I forgot you. There you are. tell us, Kathy, this is your first time. What was the aha moment for you? What really just stuck in your head that makes you know that this is the right place to be?
I think seeing the integrity of the company and how much they really do care about us as the dealers, and that they're there for us with, you know, anything that we need, and developing you know, the quality of products for us to have, you know, to share with people, the how they said that, you know, most oils they want to put whatever the bare minimum is to pass the test, where AMSOIL's like, we don't want to just barely meet the level of what is required. We want to be the best in what's in our product, and we're going to make sure it's got above and beyond what needs to be in the oil.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
that was good. And just the integrity and getting to meet Dean and Alan and Mr. Amatuzio, and getting to see all the girls that take our orders, that we, when we call in, who we're talking to. So now we've got pictures to look back and remember the faces of who we get to talk to when we call in every day. And so learning to tell the story of, you know, yourself, of why you believe that AMSOIL is the right vehicle and tool to use to, you know, build our future. And so the crews, we, you know, appreciate Dave and Carol and you and Alicia and all y'all did to put that cruise on for us to have more time to just rub elbows with each other and learn how we can, you know, keep moving up and making our business even more.
Well, excellent, excellent. And I know you're in a difficult situation with Jonathan being in Afghanistan, but you're pulling us up there, and you're doing all the right things and attending that and being a part of the AMSOIL team. You know, it's just an awesome feeling. I agree that the integrity of the company is the best that there is out there. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm. It is, and John wished that he could have called in tonight, but they've already got him in at work. So he wasn't able to call in tonight.
Okay. Not a problem. Thanks again, Kathy, and appreciate you coming. And it was great to see you up there. And appreciate all those photos you took. I think you had over 400 on there. So those are awesome photos. And there's a lot of great ones of different people on tonight as well. So we'll be sharing those again.
Everybody go on and check them out.
Definitely, definitely. Steve Bauer. You on, Steve? Still there, Steve? Okay, Robert Murphy?
I'm here. I had to find my mute button.
No problem. Steve, tell us, you know, this is your first time up here, and you're all set to get your business going. You're really working hard at it and everything. And let us know what you thought here of the convention.
I guess overall, you know, it was the camaraderie. You know, everybody was there for the same reason, and everybody's there to help each other out. And, you know, it's like somebody had mentioned before, there's really no competition. We're all in this together. And, you know, between that and just the product knowledge, it's amazing how fast AMSOIL really adapts and kind of evolves with, you know, the changes that we see every year, you know, with new technology. And they're on it, you know, they're ready to go, they're ready for something new. And, you know, that's pretty amazing to me. And the factory is really amazing to me too, how clean it was and how everything it was together, and the shipping and how organized everything is. You know, it's amazing that, you know, something at that magnitude is, you know,
yeah,
it seems like they got their everything together, everything's working well. So, but I guess one of the classes that stuck out for me was the storytelling class. You know, at first I'm like, oh, what are we getting into here? And then as they move forward, you know, it was all coming together and making sense. So I guess that was one class that stuck out the most.
Yeah, I think everybody had a big impact on that class. That's for sure. It was an excellent one. So, well, we appreciate you coming and, you know, implementing those ideas that you got from the AMSOIL convention and core technology into your business. You know, I think they gave some statistics. Anybody listening tonight, the statistics is like 30 or 40% of dealers that attend the AMZL training make the direct job or within the next year. So those dealers are the ones that are working the hardest and getting the best ideas and understanding most about the products and how to sell more products and get more customers. So you're doing the right thing on getting yourself up there. And, of course, you know, keep coming back. You know, you're getting there. I tell people I wish they had something every 6 months that we could go to just to get a refresher and get rejuvenated so we go out and sell some more. You know, I get so fired up when I get back. It's just it's great. So, but congratulations, Steve. I appreciate you getting
Thank you.
Tonight. And congratulations on coming up to the convention and the training class.
Thank you. Yeah, it was a great experience.
Awesome. Robert Murphy, you on? Let me see here. Hey, Linda Bell, I see. Are you still on, Linda?
Yes, I am.
All right, Linda, I want to get you on here. I see you called in. It was so great to see you. If anybody doesn't know, Linda Bell is David Bell's sister-in-law. And she's been up there a couple of times, and she's the one that's in charge of her AMZL business. And so give us some words of wisdom on what you thought of the convention.
Well, it was a lot of fun. I started after the 35th. So like 4 years ago I met you, and congratulations, Michael. I was so thrilled to see you go up on the stage, you and Alicia. And I know you followed David's blueprint to the T, and I know that's why you've gotten your success has really gone very quickly. And so I just expect you to do tremendous in this business. So I also enjoyed talking with some of the other dealers. Everybody is so free to share information and give their unique perspective, like Craig Hamrick. He's over the maintenance department of the fire department, or he was. And, you know, he just can tell you about those engines, and he's willing to spend his time about the pumps and all of that. And so we can actually get into markets that we may not be quite so familiar with, but that's a great opportunity if all of a sudden you meet the fire, you know, somebody in that department. So, you know, you just never know where your opportunities are going to be, and if you can kind of speak intelligently because you've learned from someone else, I think that's a real plus for all of us. And it's just great to go to these things. They're a lot of fun. And like I said, congratulations again to you, Michael.
Thank you, Linda. It was so awesome to see you again every year. I enjoy it, and I appreciate you getting on these calls. You add a lot of something special to our team.
Call.
Who's this? Oh, okay. You add a lot to our team just by listening in, and we appreciate all you do in your business, even though you're not directly on our team. So appreciate it.
Oh, I love your call. Thank you, Michael.
Thanks, Linda. With that, I think if there's anybody left that hasn't called, let me just make sure everybody is unmuted. If you hadn't had a chance, if you were at the convention and I didn't write your name down, is the last call here. Let us know. We'd like to hear your words of wisdom from the convention. Anybody? Okay. Well, that's it. That's it for the call tonight. I appreciate everybody their patience. We went a little bit over 10 or 15 minutes here, but we had a great call, and this convention was, you know, the 40th anniversary of AMZL. The next one is 5 years from now, which is 2018. So it's not too early to start thinking of your goals of what you're going to do between now and the next 5 years. I guarantee it, the next 5 years are going to pass by. If you do nothing, or if you are the number one dealer in the company, they're still going to pass by. So working at your AMZL business, coming up with new ways of doing the things that you like to do, and reaching your goals is always a good thing. So with that, everybody, I hope everybody has a great night. Good night.
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 Night,
Michael.
Night.
Thanks, Michael.
Good night.